Ondine by Ella Dutton. The golden sun peeks over a row of bushes, a glow preceding it as its cheerful rays begin to make their way across my face, heat replacing the cold chill of my metal structure. The soft light soon floods the garden I stand in, unmoving in my ballerina's pose. I balance gracefully on the tips of my toes, and my dress is carved so well that the ruffles always seem to match the direction of the wind around me. Every day I watch over the road beside me. The hum of cars and hustle of people is almost constant, though at night it's sometimes quiet enough to hear the soft hoot of an owl and the whisper of the wind. However, I feel different this morning. There's a gentle tingle spreading around my body, pulsing at my fingertips and feet. It feels so soothing, but at the same time thrilling. I've never felt anything before, not even the strongest winds in a storm. Within minutes, the sensation has washed all over me, and I can sense something else happening. Clearly, this bizarre moment isn't stopping here. My hands slowly become softer, fluid almost, and it seems as if I'm melting, but I know I can't be. My fingers start to bend, and I realise I can move them. This miracle is making its way around my body in the same way that the tingles did. I drop to the soles of my feet and let my arms sink down to my sides. My entire body aches, yet another feeling I'm experiencing for the first time, presumably because I've been stuck in the same stiff position for 4 decades. I take a few wobbly steps around the bushes I normally stand amongst, nearly falling into a spiky-looking plant. The corners of my lips tug upwards to form an uneasy smile. I regain my balance and make another hesitant attempt, and this time I reach the pavement. Pedestrians walk past me, not paying attention, but I'm too caught up in the moment to care. I carefully make my way across the road, being sure to do so with other people, so that I don't make any mistakes. Hours pass. I've wandered around Reigate and all the new sights, and I end up back at what I suppose I could call my home to see a large crowd flooding the pavement. They all appear to be gaping at the empty space where I usually stand, many of them talking in loud voices about how I've disappeared. I don't trust myself to run yet, so try to walk faster as I make my way over. Unlike them, I am unable to speak, so to get attention I wave my arms in the air and push to the front of the crowd. Too wrapped up in my disappearance, they take no notice, and with each passing second, I become more confused. Why aren't they paying me any attention? I realise the case is hopeless and miserably walk away, my head hanging low. I drift down the high street and notice a person huddled against a tree. I know just by looking at him that he's homeless. I hope he gets some good luck soon. Maybe some kind soul will help him out. I know that I would, if I could. Just moments after the thought crosses my mind, a woman passes by and she crouches down beside the man and passes him some money. "Buy yourself a hot drink and some food," I hear her say. Her warm voice matches her friendly face. The man sits up straighter, smiles gratefully but surprised. That was weird. Just a coincidence, I guess. I pass the local park soon after. I see a young boy riding a bike across the grass. He looks happy, but then he topples to the ground. He must have hit a rock. I see a flash of red. I pray that he's okay, that he hasn't really cut himself. And he suddenly stops crying and stands up. I walk on, curious about the things that have been happening, and I see a family looking desperately around the park, practically turning the place upside down in an attempt to find what they're looking for. Edging closer, I hear they're calling a name. I realise they're searching for their dog. I feel so bad for them, I decide to will their dog to appear, and to my utter surprise, it shows itself immediately, running joyfully towards them out of a bush. Content, I decide to call it a day and head home. I arrive by my road and see that everyone is travelling towards the town centre and the park, and I'm overjoyed to hear the excited chatter about the mayor's arrival there. It's the perfect opportunity to slip into place. Darting in between the stragglers, I reach my collection of flora, take a graceful leap over the bush, and settle in my original pose. I've greatly enjoyed my adventure today, but in my heart I know that I belong here, and here only. It's my duty to watch over my beloved town. That must come first. I know I will stay by my road for a long time, but I hope a chance will come to do this again. I've loved being able to see the rest of the town, and how civilization has changed since I was created. I feel my body begin to stiffen, my arms go numb, and soon I'm back to my true, unmoving state. Margot Fonteyn was a world-famous ballerina born in Reigate. Her statue, erected in 1980, depicts her in her favourite role as Ondine,